If I were you, I'd show you what to.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And if you're feeling stuck, then just email us. If I were you, I'd show you what to do. And if you're feeling stuck, then just email us. 'Cause the show starts now.
Wow.
I'm freaking crying or something.
That was
holy.
Very Jason Mraz-y.
Yeah.
That actually was Jason Mraz.
That was Jason Mraz.
It sounded like either it was Jason Mraz or it was in a Skittles commercial. But I think Jason
both.
Mraz may have done Skittles commercials.
Probably. I don't see why not. Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And we have our first ever guest today.
Wow. Very special guest.
It's Ricky Van Veen.
Hello. You know what's funny? When I first started listening to this show, I've listened to all of them, by the way.
Thank you.
So we
told him to say that.
Long time listener, first time guest.
Long time. This show's been on for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So I was listening to it, and I was driving in LA with Allison, and I turned to her and I was like, "You know what the best part about this podcast is? No guests." Because every podcast has like guests.
And she agreed with you, and now she's breaking up with you.
It is the same people on every podcast. And then. But I think this is good. It's an advice podcast. It doesn't depend on the guest. I can be horrible and people still listen and like you.
Thank God. So feel free. Be as horrible as you want.
They'll still listen to this one. They'll just stop listening to the next podcast.
They'll listen to half of this one.
So the reason we had Ricky on the show, you're sort of a...
It's because he's our boss and we're sucking up to him?
I made you have you. Hey, guys.
This is our first suggestion, guest, but like, our first really guest, asking. Yeah,
the first guest to email the host to demand to be on the show. You're sort of like a very logical person.
Thank you.
Would you say you're the king of common sense? Common
just
sense.
That's your email
K?
Signature.
It's my email. Yes, I am very logical.
Yeah, hyperlogical.
Hyperlogical.
But so also
to a fault.
Amir is also hyperlogical. I would say to a fault.
Okay.
So is this a battle between the king of logic? Like, this is a battle for the king of logic.
Yeah, it's like two robots and a really passionate human discussing. I don't know, whatever the hell.
We're gonna see.
The intro song is by Jesse Gold.
Oh, right. You almost just gave Jason Mraz credit for that. He's somewhere listening to this podcast for sure. Jesse Gold, we should tell, I can't remember what his YouTube or Facebook page is.
You probably type his name into Google and you find it.
Just search Jesse Gold, J-E-S-S-E space Gold, the usual spelling.
Found it.
Oh, cool.
It's Jesse Gold Music.
Jesse Gold Music.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's our time. Thank you so much, Ricky.
So type Jesse Gold Music into Google.
This podcast.
So type Jason Mraz into Skittles.com.
It's a completely new candy website. All right. Should we get to the questions?
I think yes.
I don't see why not.
Are you guys all ready?
I'm ready.
All right. This one is by a lady. Ooh. We'll call her Lucinda.
Great.
Lady Lucinda.
Real questions, real people, fake names. My parents despise tattoos. They just really, really hate them and privately make fun of people with tattoos when they see them in public. My new boyfriend has a tattoo on his neck and shoulder to the lyrics of Hey Ya by Outkast. Don't ask. My parents want him to come over for dinner. Covering up the tattoo with a scarf would be very difficult since the weather is warm right now. What should I do?
aside from break up with the guy that got Heya tattooed on his neck.
How much of Heya?
If it goes onto his shoulder.
It's the whole thing.
It just says, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, from the neck down to his ass.
Shake it. It's Heya with like all the A's. They start below his ear and end around his tricep.
Wow.
What would you do? This is like a modern day guess who's coming for dinner, but instead of the person being black, he's just tattooed.
I invented a word a while ago, tattoozled. And tattoozled is when you hook up with someone and you remove a piece of their clothing and you're like, oh, they have a tattoo.
Oh, because you've been bamboozled by the tattoo. Tattoozled.
Yep.
Wow, that's true.
You have a couple of hidden tattoos.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I resent the idea that I'd reveal this on the podcast.
Yeah. Jake Horowitz has a Taz-too. It's a Tasmanian devil tattoo.
I've been Taz-tooled.
I'm about to say Bam-toozled.
Taz-toozled.
It's when you're hooking up with a girl and she reveals a giant Tasmanian devil tattoo on her back.
That would be awesome.
The exclamation point and like question mark are peeking over her shoulder blades. All right, so
I want to give advice, but I keep on like trying to think of lyrics to Hey Ya so I can make fun of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you just gotta bring the guy, and just if the parents don't like the tattoo, then they don't like the tattoo, but they're gonna find it at some point.
Will
Outkast says nothing lasts forever, you know, for those tattoos of the lyrics of his song.
You could even say to the boyfriend, like, hey, maybe even just make a joke about it to kind of diffuse the tension, because everyone's gonna be looking at the tattoo.
All right.
So you know, if you know, within 2 minutes of the dinner, the topic of a mistake you've made comes up, he can be like, well, obviously we know what I've done, and then, you know, everyone laughs. Everyone the situation.
What if he still loves that song though? Like he has no shame. Just like, yeah, I mean, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
That changed my life.
Which is actually bad advice for you're not supposed to do that to Polaroid pictures.
Yeah, Polaroid ended images. Up like having to release a statement.
So our advice is to you know, don't shake your Polaroids. And I don't know.
Would breaking up with a person be good advice?
No.
Well, it depends how she feels about him. Does she? It sounds like, I mean, if she wants to stay with him forever, or she wants to like be with him like enough that she wants to introduce him to her parents, like they're gonna have to confront the tattoo.
Yeah, but think like zoom out a little bit. Do you really want to spend the rest of your life with someone whose decision making is so flawed they tattooed a
Nobody
popular
makes good
song?
Decisions when they're like 18 when they get tattoos. My butterfly tattoo is. Testament to that.
But you at least had the wherewithal not to get lyrics to a popular song tattooed on a visible area.
I didn't have the money. I tried to raise $200 so I could get a masturbating angel on my shoulder blade.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. Thank God I didn't have any money.
Thank God Kickstarter didn't exist back then.
I wanted a Dave Matthews fire dancer tattoo on my on my other bicep.
Amir, do you remember the tattoo that you always joked about getting?
No.
You joked about getting a Jewish graveyard tattoo. Oh.
An ironic Jewish graveyard tattoo on myself so that I couldn't get buried in a Jewish cemetery.
That's really funny. What is our advice? Break up with a guy?
My advice is to straight up break up with a guy.
That's your advice.
Yeah, you can't change your parents. Your parents hate tattoos. You should not respect a guy who would actually do this to himself at any age. And I think it's not worth – I know your parents are going to give you a lot of shit if they privately make fun of people with tattoos in public. And that's just regular tattoos. This is just a straight up bad tattoo.
You're a bigot or something.
I don't know how yet, but I think you're a bigot. It might take me to the next
episode.
She might
like tattoos. Some people like tattoos. Some people like girls that pretend to be dead. Yeah. You know, like people like weird shit. If she likes these tattoos, if she's into them, if she's not into them, yeah, sure, break up with them. You know, they're not going anywhere. But if she likes the tattoos, she doesn't mind. She likes him for who he is, for whatever reason. I'm with Ricky. Bring the guy to dinner and
what?
Confront him head on. Just be like, yeah, look at this.
Or she could always do that old trick, you know, where it's like you tell your parents something worse and then it turns out to be okay. Like, I got to tell you, he's got a swastika on his forehead. And they're like, oh my God. Like, just kidding. He has Heya on his back.
Thank God it's not the swastika one.
I would prefer the swastika.
At least he really stands for something.
Yeah. This guy's just like somewhat complacent and into the fact that he liked Hey Ya by Outkast.
What are the other lyrics to Hey Ya? How does it start?
You think you got it.
Oh, you think you got it. But God,
all right, we
just
can't actually sing it legally because we got to keep it to 7 seconds.
We owe this guy money now.
iTunes actually charges us. Okay, so one breakup with your boyfriend.
By the way, you have our email. Yes, if I were you show at gmail.com. Will you please take a picture of your boyfriend's tattoo
please.
And send it?
Oh, yes, that's great.
We'll post it on our Tumblr, seizethecheese.tumblr.com.
Did you guys end up getting that domain?
We did buy Seize the Cheese.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
But great. It forwards to our domain, our regular site right now. I hope we should get it, the Tumblr.
Seizethecheese.tumblr.
Someone probably already has it.
Oh, that's too late. Oh, yeah, my other advice is to seize the cheese.
Always seize the cheese.
That's every other bit of advice that I have.
All right, second question.
That was good to remind the people of the email.
Yeah, and I already did it, so moving on.
If I were you show at gmail.com, if you're ever in a sticky situation, you don't know what to do, you just want advice, you just want to be made fun of by us, please email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Submissions have been great. All right. I just started. Oh, this one is from another lady. We'll call her Luann.
Luann, very pretty.
I just started a new job last week, which I am extremely qualified for, and know I am capable of doing any task they give me. But it seems that because I am pretty good looking, they have been assuming that I am stupid and have only been giving me really simple jobs. And when they do give me something more challenging, they always check up on me to see if I need any help. But I don't. How do I get them to stop treating me like a moron?
Holy shit, you're an awful person.
So I'm really hot, and
you hate this person more than the Hey Ya tattoo guy.
Yeah, this person sucks in my book. She's like, I'm so hot that no one thinks I'm smart, but I'm brilliant. No,
I think the I have a I don't have advice. I have a problem with the premise of the question.
We want your advice, actually, lady.
So you think she's not very extremely qualified, capable of doing any tasks?
Maybe she – like, holy shit, your bosses – you just started a new job, and your bosses are like, hey, is everything going okay? Is there anything we can help you with? You're like, fuck you. I'm hot and smart. What a mean person.
Yeah, I think attractive people have an advantage, not a disadvantage. Yeah. So what's the complaint? Also, please send a photo of yourself to If I Were You Show.
So that we can
She
judge.
Has a Hey Ya tattoo on her neck.
She's actually insanely hot. We stand more than corrected.
I'd also like to point out that email is just riddled with typos. You're not smart.
Even her email address is misspelled. I don't know how she got Gmail with two L's, but here it is.
Gmail.
She went to the Gmail.
I don't know what my advice is.
How do I? The question is, how do I get them to stop treating me like a moron?
They're not treating you like a moron. It sounds like they're like, if they give you something challenging and they ask if you need help, they're treating you like they're on your team.
Also, think about it, like if you are really hot and some guy's like, hey, do you need help with that? Like they might be flirting with you. Not
right.
It might not be involving your intelligence. They might just want to like flirt and talk to you.
Yeah, if you're really hot, like don't, oh my God.
Again, please send that photo.
Please send the photo. Tweet it at us right now.
I know you're listening live.
Jesus Christ.
You're mad.
Yeah. Wait. Her advice is like, how do I get people to stop treating me like a moron because I'm too hot?
That's right.
Jake, as a very hot person, how would you?
Yeah, you know, I actually am tired of getting treated like I'm stupid all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have advice for this girl. Can I just give her office address and like she can come here and I can slap her in the face?
Or somewhere else.
I'd love to meet you somewhere to just like kind of push you and be like, what are you thinking?
All right. Moving on.
Wait, did we give her advice?
Yeah, yeah. Get
Be
over
different.
Yourself.
Okay.
This one is from a dude. We'll call him Louie. So I've been dating this girl for 5 years. Out of nowhere, she breaks up with me through text message. WTF? She says it's because I'm not happy. She says it's because she wants to be alone. She says it's because she's depressed. She's telling me all these conflicting things, and I'm just one confused puppy. What should I do?
Move on. Yeah. Like, when someone breaks up with you, the only thing you can do is move on. Because if you want to get them back, you're not going to do it by being like, please be
right.
with me.
What's more attractive than just a pathetic, desperate person?
so move. It's such a simple answer. And
right.
like there's so many complex emotions going on that you think the answer is going to be complex. But the answer is very simple. Be done with it.
You always like delude yourself into being like, no, but like my situation is different.
Right.
Like, I really, really know Karen, okay? And she like, and she would not want me to just move on. She wants me to like really try.
She's telling me the truth. She is depressed and this and this and that and whatever she made up today.
It's also, she broke up with him on a text message after dating him for five years.
Like that's, you're ingrained in the family at that point.
Yeah.
This is a sweet girl. I just want to. Yeah.
But whatever. Hey, where's, this woman is probably, part of the family. It's like, where is Lucy?
She texted me earlier. Oh, she's
oh,
not
so
going to make
gonna
it?
Make it?
No, well, she texted me earlier and we're done. So
yeah, your mom what said, do you mean?
How's she doing? Well, let me show you this text.
Was it a long text? How long was the text?
What is a text
I
that
can
you can
almost
send
see,
to
like,
someone?
An email because, you know, like I need to like say all of this. Like we can have a conversation in person.
Right.
Like I'm going to get all this off my chest right now. But a text is like.
Less than 140
You're not happy.
Characters.
We are done.
Like a Snapchat. So it's like, I'm going to dump you, but I don't want anyone else to know how I did it. I have proof of it.
I also have to read it in 7 seconds.
I would love to know if that happened. Being dumped via Snapchat is the funniest thing I've ever
heard. You have to
read
it so quickly. Doesn't it disappear forever?
Yeah. So 5 seconds. And then, like, there's no evidence of it if it ever happened. Like, wait, did she break up with me? I don't.
By the time this picture disappears, I too will be gone from your life. So yeah, even if someone's going crazy and like wants to break up with you, but you're not sure if he wants to break up with you, maybe this person's not even worth keeping around anyway.
Yeah, I'm with Ricky. Cold turkey, you're done. Move on.
It's so easy to say when you're not in a relationship for 5 years, though.
Right. Yeah.
Which is why we're doing that.
Which is why we have this podcast. I'm
life
not in your
easy.
Situation, so it's easy for me to give advice and ridicule you. Okay. Let's give him the email address of the hot overqualified girl.
They can go out on a date with the hey ya tattoo guy.
It's
take
a
picture
date.
And send it, all three of you, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Love to just take all of you guys out to dinner.
Do you know anybody who's been in a relationship, they broke up, got back together, and it worked out?
Yes.
So you're saying there is some hope for a breakup, get back together.
Yeah, but it's not done by groveling.
Yeah. And it's also, I don't know, it's always going to be weird. Like, if they get back together, it's like, hey, I'm really happy we're together, but Easy does it with those texts. Like, that really
like a year ago, you were all like, you didn't want to be with me forever.
It seems like she's too unstable. Like, if she can break up with him over text, it's like, that's dangerous.
Yeah, there's no more effective way of getting someone back than dating someone else and not talking to that person. Like,
oh, yeah. If you really want her back, go date somebody else. That's the depraved advice that I have.
That'll get her.
So Ricky's saying it's possible to get back together after breaking up, but it's not going to happen for you.
Under your current situation.
Yeah, no, you're done. Range. You're done, dude.
So far we've broken two relationships up in the matter of 8 minutes. That's not bad. These people have been dating for 8 years, and
then
we've been
told
dating.
An attractive girl that she was a bitch. So. I should quit after this podcast episode.
We are recording live from an ivory tower.
I'm flawed, too.
No, you're not. You're perfect. You have a podcast, for crying out loud.
I have a butterfly tattoo.
An iTunes-rated podcast. You also have a tattoo of a tribal sun on your ankle.
Hey, come on.
Would you get a tattoo now? Or would you be like, I learned my lesson. Nothing I get now will be cool in 10 years.
I think about getting tattooed now to, like, just cover this up. Because, like, even though it's not going to be cool in 10 years, it'll at least be, like, relevant to my life now.
It looks like a little TiVo symbol.
Yeah. I mean, like, right now, if I'm talking to a girl at a bar, and I'm like, oh, let me buy you a drink. And I put my hand out, like, to my card. They're like, oh, what's this butterfly tattoo?
It's a conversation starter.
But it's like, no, it's not. Like, not a conversation
starter. It's a conversation ender.
It's a conversation starter, but it's like, hey, now you have to talk about something that makes you uncomfortable for, like, a full minute.
Right.
Like, no, I don't want some, I don't know.
What age did you get the tattoo?
I got this tattoo when I was 18.
And what age did you regret it?
When I was 20, maybe when I moved to New York, when I was 21.
So that's still 3 years of a tat.
3 years of a tat, and it was good.
I'm loving it.
And, like, you know, it worked. I made it work in high school and college. Like, it was cool. And now I think I could get like a sleeve of tattoos, walk around Brooklyn and be like hip as shit. People be like, oh, that guy's cool.
Right.
But I don't know, maybe sleeve tattoos never go out of style. We'll see.
Hey, might as well try it.
What are the lyrics to Hey Ya?
I think there's going to be a big epidemic of people. Like, this whole generation that is getting tattoos now will be old sometime.
Right.
And, you know, tramp stamps will go to gramp stamps.
Is that – oh, my God. Tattoozled and gramp stamps.
two words coined on this.
Wow. Yes.
Holy shit.
So
gramp stamps.
You're skipping the dad stamp. You're going straight to the second generation of stampery.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to, like, see a pool at a retirement community, like, 40 years from now.
Oh yeah, God, yeah, and they just have sleeves.
Sleeve tattoos.
Don't you remember this song? No.
Yeah.
I remember my girlfriend's dad berating me for an hour and a half at a restaurant.
We lived happily ever after, though.
I wish she would have broken up with me. Good times. All right, next question. Real question. Fake name. We'll go with...
Larry.
No, but it's a lady. How about a Larry, L-A-R-I?
Larry.
Yeah.
How about Laura Dern?
Laura Dern.
This one goes straight from Laura Dern.
Holy shit, our first celebrity question.
Laura Dern writes, when I was younger, my sister and I would talk about naming our children after each other. Well, now I'm going to have a baby in December, and she is constantly asking what I plan to name the baby. I hate to break her heart, but there are so many other baby name options, and I can't decide whether to stick to our original plan of naming the baby after my sis or choosing a new updated and modern name. If you were me, what would you do?
Her sister's name is Gertrude. Something more modern.
Yeah, there are so many more options. Yes, there are so many more options. All literally of them. Every name.
Except one. Oh, the Dern sisters. What's going to happen?
The sisters Dern.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a name that works with Dern. So, well, Laura's taken. Lindsay. Lindsay Dern is nice.
How would you promise to name your baby after your sister? That's,
you know,
weird.
I think this is one of these promises where, you know, you're in seventh grade and you say to, like, your best girlfriend, you're like, if we're not married by the time we're 25, we're marrying each other. And then it's like, nah, no,
right.
Not
what
really.
20, like 25, like, yo, that's the prime of your life. You're like dating people. You're getting laid. Like, ah, shit, I actually have this weird pact with my friend. We're going to get married.
I have a solution.
What's
middle name?
Ooh.
Oh, see, that's why you're on the show.
That's actually, but that's actually
idea.
Not helpful because we usually have to, like, you know, stretch these out.
Next
question.
You can't
just, like, snipe in, like, perfect advice and, like, well, I can't follow that. It is. That's right.
That's
exactly.
Right, yes. Real name for their first name. Bury that lead. Bury that lame name as a middle name because that's what people do. Yeah. Everybody's middle name is weirder than their first name.
And then the sister just, like, insists on calling her by her middle name. Because, like, people go by their middle name sometimes.
Yeah, if they have a cooler middle name.
Yeah.
But what is the deal with middle names? Like, you hide the worst name in the middle name?
I don't know. I think it's because, like, when you're naming a kid, you're supposed to, like, be named after, like, you know, there's, like, a lot of people that, like, want the honor of the kid being named after them. So I have three names.
You have right. Three middle names.
Right. No, I have two middle names. But I have, like, so Jacob Penn Cooper Hurwitz.
Right.
So there's, like, I got somebody from my mom's side, my dad's side, and two people from my dad's side.
They just crammed it all in.
Just crammed it all
it's
in.
Like Jacob and then, I don't know, potpourri,
like
miscellany.
Penn. I like Cooper. Man, he's both.
I think nobody, we never figured out what the rules are for middle names. So
it's
everyone's
weird
kind of
thing.
Different. And people are like, who cares?
Yeah. Middle name is the weirdest. But it's, oh, fuck. This is like blowing my mind. I feel like I'm high.
My middle name is Raphael.
Is
and
it?
And I think about that maybe once every 3 years. Like,
on the dot.
Ricky Raphael Van Veen?
Yeah.
That's RRVV. That's dope,
R2
actually.
R2V2. Richard Raphael Van Veen.
Oh, my God. R2V2. That's the coolest shit I've ever heard.
Or the worst.
And yours is Amir Shmuel.
No, it's not anything. All right, moving
you're
on.
You're making fun of my fucking butterfly tattoo?
Laura Dern.
Shmuel?
I didn't choose that. That's the difference. Ass. That'd be funny if you got to choose your own middle name.
Isn't that what happens, like, with Catholic people? They get communion or something when they're like 13. You get to choose your like Catholic name.
Really?
I don't know. I'm fucking Jewish.
I don't know. I am high.
You have like a show, like Wikipedia show without Wikipedia, where you're just guessing, and it's like we have a computer here. Like we can figure this out.
I'm not gonna waste
my favorite
people's
part
time.
Of our podcast is when I just like say facts I think I know, and just like there are thousands of people who are just gonna hear it, and some people are gonna take it for like at face value. They like mentioned it to their friends, like, oh yeah, and you get to choose a name at your communion. Like what?
I think I'm gonna convert. I want to change my name. My
some
middle name.
Some loser said it on a podcast once, and I took it as a fact.
Middle name was great. That's a bullseye answer.
Bullseye. Snipe. R2V2.
Nailed it for the epic win. Let's keep moving right along.
Chugging.
All right. This one is from a dude named Leviathan.
Leviathan.
Yeah.
Let's call him Lev for sure.
Well, his middle name is Leviathan. Lev Leviathan Leventhin. Leventhal. Title of the email was Seize the Cheese.
Seize the Cheese.
Right off the bat, it's catching on. Guys, hashtag Seize the Cheese.
You gotta hashtag Seize the Cheese.
I think we can get it trending in some sort of city.
We're selling
probably
t-shirts,
Milwaukee.
Sweatshirts, hoodies,
beanies,
tearaway pants. Seize the cheese on the ass.
Green Bay Packer cheeseheads seize the cheeseheads.
You gotta seize it. There's only one of each, so you have to seize this cheese.
Just a shirt that we only make one of.
And, like, you can, whenever you see it in the wild, you're allowed to grab it, and that person has to give it to you.
It's an international game of tag.
That'd be so dope, actually. I really am high, I think. Like, weird little things are, like, blowing my mind.
Yeah, well, I did see you eating an entire mescaline candy bar before we started.
Holy shit, that's what that was.
All right, Leviathan's question. I don't usually date girls. I generally just have one-night stands and friends-with-benefit relationships. However, girls always ask me to date, even though I'm an asshole. My question is, how do I tell a girl I'm scared of getting into a relationship, and I don't know why, without hurting her or making it sound like the whole it's not me, it's you routine?
All right, I'm going to just say, why would we even attempt to answer this when we have Jake Hurwitz in the room?
Because well, I have Jake, no fucking idea.
Jake actually wrote this question.
This is like the second time a question has been just like sent from my brain and right. heart.
So would you say all of this is true for you? You don't usually date girls. You have one night stands. You're friends with benefits, and you don't want to tell. You want to tell girls that you don't want to date them, and that just makes them want to date you.
I don't know. I guess you know a little bit, but so my advice is you could just do what I do, which is just sort of like. Fade away, stop talking to people, and estrange everybody. And everyone is like, oh, like, yeah, Jake was cool for a little bit.
Yeah.
But then he, like, got weird. He stopped talking to me.
He must have been busy.
Yeah,
are you ever just kind of a dick on purpose so they'll stop liking you?
No, I'm never, ever mean. Like, the meanest I get is, like, I won't respond to a text for 2 days, and then I'll respond and be like, I'm really sorry, I've been super busy, but let's right. hang out soon. And then
your
I'll
problem,
talk to them again.
Your problem, I would say, is the opposite, that you're so nice to people that they're like, oh, maybe he does still want a relationship because
right,
he's
no.
like, yeah, I'm totally into it. Let's have an adventure. Let's
yeah,
go crazy.
I think that's what makes me a monster. Like, I don't know how to be – I can't be actually mean, so I'm – or I can't be, like, outwardly mean, so I'm
right.
outwardly nice, but I'm actually mean.
Right. And do you find that that makes girls even more into you than previously?
I don't know. In my experience, I think I'm – dating girls that are like mature enough to be like he's childish and he's an asshole, so I don't think like girls are like, oh man, I really want this guy, he's super nice, he's just aloof,
right?
They're like, oh, this guy's probably hooking up with other people and I don't want to be with him,
which is true.
Yeah.
But then don't you often say,
does
like
that work for you, Lev?
Don't you often say like I wish this, if girl's into you, you're like, and she says, oh, I want to be with you. You like stare at your phone. You're like, no, you don't. You don't want to be with
right,
me.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're like, you think you want to be with me, but you couldn't be more mistaken.
Yeah.
I suck. I'm going to hurt you. And you're like, oh, I like you. Like, no. Don't do that. You fucked up.
You're already in too
whenever
deep.
Whenever a girl is like, I like you, I think that like that should be nice. But in my head, I'm like, oh, no, I tricked her. I've duped you. You fell for my shit. And now I don't like you because you're gullible.
I would never belong to a girl that would have me as a member.
Oh, my God. Why don't you guys fucking say something? I'm like, sweating right now. You're both, like, in committed relationships.
Yeah, and it's just
You've
such an amazing time.
You've been with your girlfriend
times.
For years.
Yeah,
and years.
To be in a relationship like that just means so much more.
Well, this is what Lev needs to hear. Why is being in a relationship better than having one-night stands and being and fucking whoever you want?
We are actually at a time. Well, I mean, it's for all the obvious reasons without being too corny. I mean, you go home and you either have a one-night stand or you're completely by yourself.
Right.
We get to go home, hang out with someone, have fun, have an amazing time. You have a partner in life. You share stuff with them. How does that sound? Or later in life.
I have that with Dave and Jeff Rosenberg.
Later in life, you see people like, oh, my friends just had kids. My friends are starting a family. That looks amazing. Like to create a child and to be with someone
yeah,
and like,
that sounds
have
great.
This project that you have to raise a kid with somebody. Do you think
uncle.
That
I'll
sound-
be an uncle.
That could be cool too. You love being an uncle. You love seeing friends with kids and saying like, oh, this is like.
This is, I really genuinely feel like I'm getting advice right now.
I think, Jake, if you ever meet somebody and you're like, and you feel like you can ask them a question and you can't wait to hear the answer, then be with that person.
Wow, that's cool.
So say that again because I was picking my nose.
So if, a good test of like whether you
wait,
should,
say it into the microphone.
A good test of whether you should be with someone is if you ask them a question like for advice and you can't wait to hear what they're going to say.
But a lot of people think that about me and Jake.
Yeah, but
what do you mean?
The podcast.
Oh, yes. Well, then,
so, I love that advice. That's another like Van Veen snipe, R2-V2.
Yeah. Ask someone a question.
If you can't wait to hear. But like what that My problem is that I feel like that every single day about a million different people. Like, I've never said anything I don't mean. When I tell somebody I like them, when I tell someone I love them, when I tell somebody I want them, like, I fucking mean it, but okay. I just don't mean it for very long.
Then what's preventing you from engaging?
Because
being committed.
From being engaged.
Because there's somebody else I could do that with. That big moment of like, hey, I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. So it's like you have ADD for people.
Yeah, people ADD.
Well, you're saying the
bad.
Bad.
I think for Jake, and for a lot of people probably, the best part of the relationship is the first week and a half.
Yeah.
So why stay with someone for longer than that when you can just get that first week and a half over and over and over?
You know, it is like, I think we talked about this before, we compared it to dieting, and it's like, it's great, you have that week and a half, but like the longevity over a course of many years, it's like, oh, I've, you know, feel bad and shallow and, you know,
right.
Nothing. And then, but dieting, even though it's like not, it's like doesn't have like immediate benefits, it's like looking at your life, you're like, I generally feel better.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy my life more.
I'm eating a salad now, which gives me less gratification than eating a cheeseburger, but the flip side of it is I'm going to feel healthier in the long run and live a longer life.
You guys talk a lot about salads versus cheeseburgers.
All we do is talk about food. We're starving.
Somebody called in or emailed in the other day. It's like, 4 out of the 5 titles of your podcast are food.
Do you remember that quote from Mad Men a few seasons back where that girl...
You only like the beginnings of
yes,
things?
It was so good.
I almost got that tattooed over my butterfly.
It was so perfect. Like the woman leaves Don or... And she's like, you only like the beginning of things. And it's like, wow, yes, that's a lot of people.
Right, that's definitely, that like really spoke to me. And also, like 2 weeks ago, Betty said, I forget exactly what it was, but like, she doesn't know that loving you is the worst way to be close to you or something like that. Like, yes, fuck, no.
Just like knockout lines.
Yeah, man, that's fucking good show.
People are very, like a lot of ladies usually like give Don these one-line zingers that really reveal a lot about himself, and he's always just like taken aback. He's like, oh yeah, I guess that's true. Anyway, I'm gonna go fuck a stranger now.
Right. I mean, that's the problem. Like, you have this seemingly like good thing, like, oh, it's easy for me to have sex, but then it's like kind of a curse, because if it's too easy, if you can have sex too much, like you sort of don't want to stop doing it.
Right. That's like when you can eat cheeseburgers and your metabolism is so fast, why stop eating cheeseburgers?
You got to stop talking about cheeseburgers. But
you got to seize the cheeseburger.
Seize the cheeseburger. There's bacon on the cheeseburger, right?
Is there anything to, if you're in your 20s, this type of life is fine, and then once the older you get, the sadder it becomes, or is it equally sad at any age?
I think that's pretty true.
It's getting sadder for me, 100%.
But you're not, you're, what, 28?
27.
Okay, that's not crazy.
So when does it become sad?
I think it's just now, actually.
Today. June 10th, 2013.
It actually coincides with when Ricky remembers his middle name.
Every 3 years it becomes sad.
A guy in New York, like in your late 20s, early 30s, like that's what's considered like the prime of being, like being able to go out and you know people and you have a little money and you know, I think you're fine. I wouldn't start freaking out at 27.
Cool. Crisis averted.
Thank God. Whoa, but on your 33rd birthday, what
anyway,
a crisis
I'm not changing at all, ladies.
Email the show. I'll forward it to my own first.
How'd you
email.
Like to kiss a monster?
That's the tagline to Monsters, Inc. 2, Monsters University. That's our time. That took us over the limit.
Cool.
Do I get a plug?
Let's do it.
Anything you want.
We'll cut it out.
Coffee Town, the movie.
Yeah.
Is on demand everywhere in select theaters July 9th. Stars Ben Schwartz, who you guys obviously know.
Yeah, you guys, our audience probably knows him.
Glenn Howerton, Steve Little, Adrian Palicki, Friday Night Lights, Josh Groban, Jake Johnson. It's going to be a real
all-star cast.
July 9th. Download it. You'll enjoy it.
How do they find it?
It's on everywhere. Every cable system.
Any website you go to, we'll have it.
Xbox, Amazon, iTunes. You know, whatever.
100%, you guys should do it. It's a funny movie.
Seize the cheese and download it, you guys.
Seize the cheese. Why would you not be downloading this movie?
Seize the cheese means stealing your parents' credit
card.
Wait,
it's July 9th?
July 9th.
July 9th. That's Coffee Town.
Thanks so much, Ricky, for being our first guest.
This was great. Thanks for having me.
Dude, you should come back. Anytime like we need
real advice.
Just like Snipes. That's crazy.
Yeah, that middle name.
The middle name killed it. The one-line advice about like when you know if you like a girl killed it. Holy shit. Can I have a promotion, sir?
More than anything else, I'd love a raise and a promotion.
I'm going to ask you on the air, put you on the spot.
I really feel I deserve it.
Ricky says no right away. with the same urgency
Holy
that he
shit,
said
we'll edit
name.
That out.
All right, let's play another. We're still receiving intro / outro music. You guys are submitting your theme song suggestions. Same email, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Musicians submit it. The first one was from Jesse Gold, and this last one is from someone named Chris, who calls himself Dimension Bucket. So we'll use that to play us out. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and the show is ifiwereyoushow. Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
Fuck off with that.
Bye.
With that.
Listen to these people, listen to what they have to say about your crazy situation that's ruining your day. This is what I do if I were you.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.